Hello, Taurus, and welcome to your astrology studio reading for 2021-22. My name is Eric Francis Coppolino, and I am here with some astrology and some other thoughts for you. Thank you for joining me. Before we get underway with an astrology reading or kind of analysis of events, I just want to acknowledge how challenging it is to be alive right now. The entire human race, especially those of us here in the Western world, have been confronted with this massive, pernicious crisis that, to some extent or another, has thrown many, many lives into disarray, some catastrophically. And if you are fortunate enough that that has not happened to you, the stress level that we are living with is just over the top. This constant reminder of danger everywhere you look, and the alteration of life patterns, and I think also the sacrificing of the future, particularly for young people who suddenly have very little to look forward to and will be going forward into their lives having had this huge violation of their trust in society and their trust in existence and in the adults around them and in many ways in themselves. And so I want to proceed with the understanding that, you know, while I'm here to help you focus your highest potential, and there is plenty, I am coming from a foundation of understanding the difficulty and that many are facing. And the astrology of Taurus right now, of Taurus, is such that, first of all, it is so unlike what you are accustomed to being comfortable with in your existence in terms of the kinds of stability that you need and you need and value consistency in many things, and this is its own subtopic that I'm going to get into in a moment. But with Uranus moving through your sign, which it has been since early 2018, on and off, there's a brief period since March 2018, about 4 or 5 months or something, where Uranus backed into Aries, but pretty much since early 18, it has been in Taurus. And there are going to be some people for whom that feels really good and energizing and exciting, and others with a Taurus signature, which is really who I'm speaking to, rising moon or sun, for whom this is going to be exactly the opposite of what you like, of what you want, of what you want. And that is because Uranus is a kind of a rolling revolution, and it pushes sudden change. And it is my understanding that you are someone who prefers incremental change or as little change as possible. I mean, and we live in times we have through our entire lifetimes, even if you're 80 years old, where change has just been relentless, mainly driven by the development of technology and by a series of wars that have just pushed everything forward faster and faster. And it would be nice if that could stop, but it seems like it's not going to. And one way to take the presence of Uranus in your sign is that it is syncing you up with the pace of movement in our society, and with the pace of, in particular, of technological advance. Because Uranus, as a kind of a cousin of Aquarius, is related to this topic of technological advance. And when it was in Aries, in your solar 12th house, from about 2010-11 to 2018-19, the pressure was very much internal. It was as if you were trying to contain something that couldn't be contained, particularly in 16 and 17 as Uranus made that conjunction to Eris. And so there's really no jumping out of the world that we live in. There's one way out, really. And that's not adoption at the moment. So, therefore, doing your best to, in a sense, dance to the music and to go with the flow of the energy as best you can is probably a better option. And the thing is that I recognize that you may not be giving your consent to a lot of this, though I would strongly urge you to think very carefully before you give consent to anything where you have that possibility. And I don't mean where there's peer pressure, which we'll get into in a second, or where there's some economic lever being moved on you. I mean, where you actually do have a choice. You might say no, and there's going to be a consequence, but that's still having a choice. Not having a choice is, being violently backed against a wall by someone who can harm you, and then, even then, there are choices, but it's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about where, you have the option and where you have some time. You may find in the long run that it works for you to value the more often than not conservative approach that you take to certain kinds of change, and to not, jump on the bandwagon of all of this sudden, okay, now we're all going to do things differently. And there are plenty of places where you have options of how to conduct yourself. Now, Uranus is not the only element in your sign. At the moment, there's quite a bit. Just Sunday and Monday, today's Tuesday the 20th, Sunday and Monday, Mercury and the Sun entered your sign together, simultaneously, within, I think, 12 hours. So that counts as simultaneously. And a conjunction kind of moved from, it was exact in the last degree of Aries, and then it held within one degree for a while, and it's still pretty close as I'm recording. And Sun and Mercury have joined Venus and Uranus, and a point called Albion, which for many years I called 1992 QB1. I'm not sure I'll ever get out of that habit, but well, I just called it Albion on first reference for the first time. Currently, Uranus and QB1, Albion, are in an exact conjunction. And so there's a lot going on in Taurus. And, of course, way, way, way out at the end is Sedna, an ultra-slow mover, has something like 10,400-year orbit, though it moves through Taurus pretty quickly, considering that it has a 10,400-year orbit or such. And that is a factor there, and we'll see if the monologue conversation that I'm offering leads us in that direction. I want to start again with the topic of change. Uranus is an accelerant of change, but this is in the sign Taurus, and you have the ability to regulate quite a bit of the kinds of change that Uranus is famous for, though not full ability to do that, because it's kind of if the thunder don't get you, then the lightning will sometimes with Uranus, and there can be conditions outside of your control, and that can include an internal impulse to become in a radical way. So people are different under the influence of Uranus, and I imagine that a lot of changes you've been wanting to make, a lot of changes you've been needing to make, are seeming like they might catch up with you all at once, or you just might dive in and decide you're going to make a big difference. However, we are still in a kind of age of Pluto. It hasn't even been 100 years since Pluto was discovered. I guess it's been about 91 years. Pluto comes along around 1930. And the thing about the Pluto era, which of course coincides with the rise of fascism in Europe,